Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
We have opened up the lines for you to call in and give us your thoughts on the Falcons hiring Jeff Ulbrich as their new defensive coordinator. You can call us 404-726-0929 to weigh in on that. And first caller of the day we have is Chief waiting on us. Good morning, Chief. What's happening?
What's happening, Chief?
What's happening? I don't think she liked saying that too much, huh?
I did. I was choked up. That's how emotional I was to hear your voice and to know it was you on the other line. Does that sound sincere? Does it?
Yeah, good morning, guys. We're talking about Jeffrey, I guess, this morning. So let's put it this way. Sometime you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I don't think Raheem was with that because I don't know a lot about this guy. I know he was here before or whatever, but it just seems like to me what's going to happen again is that we want to be aggressive on defense, right? But we still play this passive aggressive defense. Like, be aggressive, but don't be aggressive. And that's going to get us beat every time because there's too much thinking for the players sometimes.
But you just said you didn't know a lot about him, but you're already projecting.
Well, because he's a Raheem person. And that's what I'm saying. Raheem was comfortable, you know, with someone he's comfortable with. And I understand that, like you said earlier, Tiffany, you might want to have someone, you know, you're comfortable with. Just, you know, but sometimes being uncomfortable is not a bad thing. And I just wish that we get out this passive-aggressive defense thing because it gets us beat. We don't have a pass rush. So we have to create a pass rush. So that means you have to be more aggressive. I don't know what the answer is, but, you know, it's just been a long time since we had a good defense.
Well, and Chief, I'll say this. When Raheem was more involved the last quarter, I would say, maybe just over a quarter of the season, last six games, right, they were much more aggressive with sending blitzes, and they got home more. Mike, you noted that they seemed to get better with the stunts they ran. Or is it just me? Have I gotten more aware of watching the guys up front with stunts, or do teams rely on stunts more than ever to create pass rush these days?
I think simply put, the Falcons have had to.
But I'm just mean overall in the NFL. I was watching. There was like Philly got one of their sacks, and it was simply off of a stunt where the offensive line didn't hand it off well.
Yeah,
and
Jalen Carter wrapped, I believe, around the edge.
He got set free once too, where the center didn't come back. Just like boom, there he goes.
Yeah, and I think it's about quarterback matchups. It's about creating havoc. But if you don't have the edge rusher, and sometimes even if you do have the edge rusher, but if you don't, if you're better on the interior or at the linebacker spot, a lot of times that's how you go about your business. So I don't know that it's been ramped up. I just think that, you know, what we've had to do in Atlanta has kind of, you know, opened the gates for that. I think Ryan Nielsen obviously specializes in that. And I think you ended up having to go back to more of that as the season progressed because it's what Caden Ellis specializes in. Arnold Ebiketie would start having success. A fresh-legged Grady Jarrett started doing it a lot better. So I don't know, man. It, to me, when you look at Jeff Ulbrich's past, and we've talked about it, Robert Saleh, all the way back to when he was in San Francisco, rush four. He's had those elite guys up front, and he's been able to do that. And so I think mixing the two together, hopefully you get a nice blend of that. But without that elite closer that we always talk about, it's hard to just rush for. You kind of have to rush the stunts and do other things on the interior to get in the quarterback's face and get a hand up in his face.
Back to the lines we go. We got Matthew and Jasper. Good morning, Matthew.
Hey, everybody.
What's up, man?
Hey. So this is just more about scheme, two types of football. New England did it for years. I kind of like the more conservative, controlled, let's win on fundamentals. This is just personal preference. And Brian Nielsen for years was, you know, a blitz scheme guy. I'd rather for me, I'd rather see you've got so many quarterbacks in the league now that are run option quarterbacks. I would rather see a control, fewer sacks, but a controlled scheme, better on the back end. Like I said, it's just personal preference.
Yeah.
When you go high leverage and you're trying to scheme, you know, that's feast famine. You know, you'll get burned bad, but you also get more sacks. So there's my two cents. Thanks.
Yeah.
We appreciate the call.
And I think there's a lot of what he's trying to say. You know, we don't want to let the quarterback get out of the pocket by getting out of our rushing lanes or being too overly aggressive. And look, that's what's frustrating, too, is you've looked a number of times the last couple of years. Ryan Nielsen ended up having a bad rap for it, and I think you saw that, you know, start to rear his head against Jaden Daniels. A lot of times when these quarterbacks did break contain, you had guys there for them. And I think that's one of the things that I look at Jeff Ulbrich and is it a good hire or is not. We have to find more athleticism at the second level.
Well,
right? We have to.
And that was, to me, the most frustrating thing that I watched last season with this defense, especially the early half, was you were playing so far off the ball in your secondary. And you didn't. Not only did you not give your guys time to get home, but you allowed teams to essentially. It was almost like you were playing a prevent defense the entire game, and teams could. And any quarterback that knew that could that it was like you know the veteran quarterback, the savvy guy was like, "Oh, you're going to give me a 6-yard completion? Okay, boom. Now it's second and four. Now we can run the ball. We can throw the ball. We can do whatever the hell we want to your defense, and that killed you because."
Yep.
And so when he's when I hear say conservative, that's fine. At least come up, disrupt the guys off the line of scrimmage as far as the receivers are going, and then maybe see if you can get home because you give yourself a half a second or a second more to get home.
I mean, I agree with you. And look, they ended up doing that. But I think there is another side of the coin you have to bring up where you look at the corners that we you know the schematics we were playing against Minnesota. And all of a sudden, if you don't get home, then all of a sudden these guys are behind you and they're creating explosive plays. And that's always the balance you have to find. And that's why it's important to run different schemes and disguise things. And, you know, look, there's a lot of different ways to do it. And he talked about Matthew, our caller just a second ago, talked about fundamentals and Bill Belichick and, you know, limiting things. You also have Steve Spagnuolo, who's not afraid to absolutely bring the house down in and down out, although he only did it for about a quarter this past weekend. So, There's multiple different ways to do it, and I think that as you saw the Falcons season kind of move along, they did hug up more. They did tighten up a little more, and that did allow the defense to get home, but I don't have the ability to do it. Maybe there's a website. I would love to know the completion percentage the Falcons gave up in the first half of games this year. All 17, if you lined it up, I bet it is an asinine number. Baker Mayfield, 14 of 15. Prescott, 12 of 13. I mean, just ridiculous. Well, like, it seemed like you couldn't buy an incompletion in the first half.
Yeah, because you were
so far
10 yards off the ball.
I know.
And I guess the thing that the reason I was high on Martindale, and that was why I was my first choice, is not only was he, you know, and I had some fun with, oh, he's an old savvy, but his specialty is disguise. He does a phenomenal job of being aggressive without tipping his hand constantly, and he did a good job of confusing with his scheme. I haven't watched enough New York Jet football, and I don't know if they're in even as good as their defense was at times under Ulbrich. Their offense was so pathetic that how often did that affect
the defense having to be on the field all the time?
Yeah, right. So I need to go back and watch where he was aggressive and wasn't. But that was my thing, and I think that's why Mike wants to use the word vanilla, or it was using it, because I think, to me, Martindale, I'm not saying Ulbrich is vanilla, but Martindale was the exact opposite of vanilla. In fact, you could probably say he might have been too aggressive at times, but he was good at disguising it. And that's something Ulbrich's going to have to do if they cannot get better talent in here on defense in the first year.
All right, well, let's hear from you. We'll go back to the lines. We got Mr. Yo waiting on us. Good morning.
Yo. Good morning, morning shift.
What up, man?
Welcome back, Tiffany. We missed you. So, listen, the easiest way to create pressure in the NFL is to have four down linemen that can get to the quarterback. We watch it all the time. We saw Tom Brady lose twice to the Giants because they could just rush four and drop the rest of the guys. So we know that it can be done. Now, both of the coaches that we were looking at do that really well with the personnel. And so we go back to, it's not the X's and O's, it's the Jimmys and Joes. And so I've been having a lot of conversations with people on Twitter, because we love arguing on Twitter, about this kid out of UGA, Jalen Walker. And I like him. He has a good game. He's 20 years old. He's undersized. He's a coverage linebacker in NFL. Y'all need to get off that kid. If you want somebody who can put somebody on the ground, go look over at Alabama and that Jihai Campbell, because that dude had 112 tackles this year when Jalen Walker only had 35. Y'all need to stop it. If they bite as a puppy, they will bite as full-grown dogs. And what we need to do is have some full-grown dogs on this defense. I don't want to see one offensive player drafted this year. We need to get bigger, stronger, and faster in that front seven. And yes, if we can get a corner, let's do that as well. Love the show, guys. Talk to you later.
Appreciate that and the passion.
Yeah, I'm actually shocked that Mr. Yo went there. I thought for sure Mr. Yo was calling in to give us a rant on a defensive tackle and getting pressure up the middle.
Because he's been tweeting us about defensive tackles.
I know, that's the
tackles.
Most interactions I see about Yo is, hey, we got to get younger and bigger on the interior, which I think we do. I think he's spot on with it. I don't know that that's, you know, where you're picking. I don't know that you're going to get that guy at 15, but I think they attempted to do that last year, is to get younger up front and you know, guys that can play in the interior. So we'll see how that pans out. I don't think you go that route with 15, knowing you just took Dorless, Aroro, and some of the other guys you have, Harrison the year before. You know, so we'll see how that all pans out.
I will not complain at all about the draft pick, as long as it is the best defensive player available at their position. Whether and now it's hard.
Safety.
It's hard to quantify, I guess, what that would be, because you're like, well, everybody's different, and all these guys. I mean, Michael Penix wasn't the top quarterback off the board, but hell, he didn't look like the second best quarterback in the three games I saw. I'm not gonna say he's better than Jaden Daniels. Like it's you know, Bijan Robinson, Terry's won in the first round, other than the first pick, the tight end, because Drake London is a stud. Bijan Robinson is a stud. Michael Penix looks like every bit of it. If it's Jalen Walker, I'm in. If it's the kid from Tennessee, James Paris, I'm in. I don't care. Just go draft defense.
Back to the lines we go, and we have the sports professor. Duh. On the line.
It's my guy, but
also
don't.
Known as Skip. That is, I was told by Dylan, that is how you
well, good
to
morning,
introduce.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to Sports Talk.
What's up?
Good morning, sports professor here. Good morning.
We know you're a comedian, so here we go.
Hey, man, but good morning. Good morning, Tip, Queen Tip. Mike Mafia's in the house. And Squid, Dylan, how you doing? Okay. My take on it is that I'm like you, Squid. I wanted the game show host guy, Martindale. I wanted him. And but, you know, hey, it is what it is. Like Mike said, it is what it is. So I think we might have a little advantage with JU, because you got to realize, if you look at our schedule, man, we got to play the AFC East, and we got to play that NFC West division. So he got a leg up on how to play those guys, you know, on defenses. But I'm like the last guy Yo said, that was one of my takes I was going to say too. As Mike would say, we got to get bigger in the pants. We kind of light in the pants back there.
Nah, you're right about that. Maybe that's a good expression that we... We appreciate the call.
I don't know that
Skip.
I put it quite as enthusiastic as that, but yes, gotta get bigger in the pants.